Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, Billy Crone will continue sharing the details of the Great Reset, eugenics, and the rise of the Nephilim. First, though, I want to encourage you to be a part of Southwest Radio Ministries' prophecy conference that's going on right now in Columbus, Ohio. Today is day two of this special three-day prophecy conference. There are over a dozen speakers, including Donald Perkins and Bill Federer. You don't want to miss this special event. Register right now when you call 1-800-652-1144 or directly at the event. 1-800-652-1144 or directly at the event. When you register, be sure to ask about the VIP package, which will allow you to attend a special question and answer session with a group of our conference speakers. Listen to this lineup. Dr. Larry Spargimino, Greg Patton, Micah Van Hus, Lonnie Shipman, Dr. Kenneth Hill, Josh Davis, Larry Stamm, Doug Stauffer, Mac Dominic, and Clayton Van Hus. Bible prophecy, the latest archaeological information from Israel, biblical mysteries, a special One World update. Don't be left behind. Register today. 1-800-652-1144. Billy Crone is back, ready to continue equipping us with the mind-boggling evidence that Klaus Schwab and his evil gang of new and improved SS agents are actually repeating the unthinkable.
Pastor Billy Crone and I will continue where we left off in our previous program. We are offering the book, Klaus Schwab, Eugenics and the Rise of the Nephilim. The Great Reset involves more than an economic reset. There is also a human reset. If there's anything more evil than Schwab's human reset and all the devilish impositions that would be forced on humanity, I can't imagine what it would be. What mind would even come up with such mega atrocities? It must be a mind inhabited by a legion of demons. Schwab makes Hitler look like Mickey Mouse. Pastor Billy Crone, thank you for being with us once again.
Thank you, Dr. Spargimino. It's always great to be on.
Yeah, I want to point out to our listeners that all of this stuff is endnoted. You've got tremendous endnotes in the back of the book. So people can think, well, this is really weird. I can't imagine that this would happen in our country or in our world. Well, friends, get the book and go to the back of the book. You can follow through on every one of these statements that Billy Crone is making. Pastor Billy, let's pick up where we left off yesterday. You were just unloading the worst information upon us, so let's continue.
Yeah, well, again, we dealt with the aspect that they're using this technology to alter humanity into something that they admit is not even human anymore. And again, you can't say, hey, we're going to alter you into a bunch of non-humans. That'd freak people out. So again, let me share some buzzwords like I did the last time so people can do their own homework. And you see this in print, and it's in print everywhere. If you know what to look for, this is what they're talking about. They call it a post-human species, augmented humanity, human 2.0, right? Hey, doesn't that sound great for younger generations? Just like you get a phone upgrade, you could have a body upgrade. Well, when you see what they want to do, you certainly don't want to be a part of it. But again, the reason why we're dealing with this, Dr. Spargimino is a Christian from a biblical basis, is because I'm convinced it's a sign that we're living in the last days. Yeah. It goes back to Jesus warning that just before he came back, you're going to see Matthew 24:37, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. And so we're seeing a repeat of the days of Noah. What happened then? Mankind, to generalize what was going on there with the Nephilim issue, mankind was being turned into non-humans. I call it being hybridized out. And that's what these guys are doing. It isn't just an economic reset when they talk about the Great Reset, the Fourth Industrial Revolution. It's not just an economic reset, it's a human reset.
Yeah.
And basically, because of his background, which we traced before in great detail, Hitler is his background, Klaus Schwab and the gang, and this is the world he grew up in, which was full of eugenics, the Aryan race, improving the human race, because that's their job, that's their duty. He's doing it again, Klaus. And except this time it's to the whole world. And so we dealt with last time with they're doing it not only with the pandemic shots, the mRNA technology, that admittedly on tape, these guys said can turn you into something that's not human. But also, they're doing it against people's will, including those who didn't get the shots. And that is, they're putting in our food supply and, you know, the plants and the meat. And then also at the same time, there's more than one type of technology that they're doing this with, and they know it's going to lead to a horrific end because they're storing the seeds and the genetic makeup, the DNA of all living things into these giant storehouses on the planet. And you're thinking, man, it can't get worse. Well, it does. So now what they're doing, back to the CRISPR technology we talked last time, where they can slice and dice the individual DNA, take a slice out, put a slice in, watch this. They are now also starting to mix humans with animals. And so basically, to use the term, it's called a chimeric or a chimera. And basically, you're thinking, why would they mix humans and animals? Well, let me give you a couple reasons. First of all, what they do is they pitch it like this is going to be something absolutely wonderful for all of us. And because if they combine this with animals, then what they can do with that is they can fix the donor crisis, the organ donor crisis, right? And so what they'll do is they will create, let's say a person has a need of a heart transplant. And by the way, there is a legitimate need. There is a organ donor crisis across the whole planet. So what they want to do is they want to take the DNA of that human who has the need for a human heart, and then they will take that and put it into a pig embryo. And this is the actual example they share. And then when that pig grows up, it won't just have a heart. It'll have a human heart.
Right.
And then when they harvest it, kill the pig and take the human heart, they'll put it in that guy, but he won't have to take rejection medication because it came from his actual DNA structure. And they go, see, isn't this great? Well, what's not great about it is, and what they don't tell you, and ethicists are already warning, is, wait a second, you can put the human DNA in an animal, any animal, and the problem is we assume it's just going to stay and create just a heart. But we can't control where that human DNA goes.
Right.
And so what's going to happen, they says, and this is in print, they say, what's going to happen if it also goes and creates other human parts in that pig, for example, including, and I quote, the brain, that you would have a human brain now developed inside of a pig, not just the heart. And they said, you know, and at what the ability would that change our would that change our relationship with them when you had a pig walking around with a human brain? And you're like, this is crazy. This is science fiction. This is nuts. Folks, this, and then here's what's crazy. They're not just doing it. Dr. Spargimino, they're already doing it. They're already doing this, and it ain't just with pigs. We go down the list. We show you all different kinds of animals.
Right.
And that's just, you know, that, and, you know, cause, and so that's how they pitch it. That's how they get us to go along with this. Well, we've got to start combining humans and animals together because we're going to fix the organ donor crisis. We're going to get rid of diseases. No, you're going to create all kinds of horrible new diseases because you're not supposed to cross the barrier like God warned about. Don't mix animals. Don't mix seeds and things of that nature. That's Leviticus. And so, but again, that's how they pitch it to you and I. But again, not only that, they want to combine, go the other direction. They want to take animal DNA and put it inside of human. I mean, cats, we all know that cats can see really well at night. What if we gave that to soldiers? We take that genetic structure, we give it to soldiers, and they wouldn't need night vision goggles. You think I'm joking? It's in print, folks, what they want to do. They basically have gone all over the planet, and they have isolated certain genetic structures that they now want to give humans basically superhuman powers.
Well, you know, Pastor Billy, I was just thinking all of the crazy things that we're doing now, you know, like transgenderism, all these things, you know, we're breaking the boundaries and the borders. It seems to me, even though there's so much science against it and young boys and girls are really not helped, they're hurt, but yet they keep on pushing this crazy stuff through. This seems to be spreading into every area of our lives. Boys can be girls and, you know, you've got to use the proper pronouns. If you don't do that, I mean, it's just upsetting the culture, disturbing people, disturbing marriages, disturbing the basic family union. I think this whole thing is absolutely devilish and satanic, to say the least. And of course, you've been saying that all along, but I just had that thought. The rapid, drastic changes in just the ordinary, you know, when I see a husband and a wife, I perform weddings and I see a nice couple getting married, a man and a woman, they're talking about kids. I say, wow, that's so wonderful. Isn't that wonderful? Well, there's somebody out there all over the world that wants to change all of that, and they're working very hard and very secretly at it.
Yes. In fact, I'm very glad you brought that up because you're spot on. There is a reason why they're pushing that, the transgender and things of that nature. Now, remember, these guys are what? Transhumanists.
Right.
And so they're pushing the transgender. And notice it's gone beyond just, okay, I'm a guy, but I want to be a girl. It's, okay, I'm a guy, I want to be a girl and a cat at the same time. Right? Now, why are they doing this? I'll give you two reasons, and it has everything to do with what we're talking about. It's called propaganda. But Dr. Sparks, this is why they're doing it. They're getting us ready for the human 2.0 upgrade,
right,
which includes mixing this with animals and turning this into a non-human. Number one, it's a big, gigantic money-making industry. It actually, believe it or not, the whole transgender thing is quickly becoming a stock market issue, and people, including folks like Soros and others, they're already investing in it because it's going to become a cash cow. Watch this. For every person that goes down the transgender route because of a lifetime of medication you have to take and the surgeries, it generates for every one person, watch this, $1.3 million for Big Pharma.
Hmm.
Think about that. I mean, people who are into selling cars, you make a good profit, but you don't make $1.3 million off every car. These guys are going to make $1.3 million off of every person they could dupe to go down this route with the surgeries and the medical stuff, the prescriptions, all that stuff. Now, that's only half of it. That's just the greed. That's just the money aspect. The other aspect is to prepare people with a mindset that you're, quote, not happy with God's design,
right,
the way he made you, male and female, and that these guys can help you out. You are male, but you want to be female? We can help you out. And again, you've seen it, Dr. Spargimino, go even further. There's people that now they want to be a cat. They want to be a wolf,
yes,
on top of a different sex. It's being done on purpose, Dr. Spargimino, because that's their plan. They plan on, as I've been mentioning, mixing humans with animals. And so this is the world they're creating. So again, they're already starting the propaganda. So there's a big reason why. It's not just, it's destroying the moral fabric of a country. That's a given, right? And the rest of us, certainly from a Judeo-Christian aspect,
right,
and mindset, we're scratching our heads. But when you understand who's behind it, what's the ultimate goal, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
doing it to get people ready for the planet they're creating.
Absolutely. Pastor Billy, let me do a little bit of a promo here. We are visiting with Pastor Billy Crone. He's the author of Klaus Schwab, Eugenics and the Rise of the Nephilim. This is a provocative and frightening book. That's to put it simply and plainly. This takes us into the devil's workshop. The book is thoroughly documented. It's not a conspiracy theory, but carefully researched fact. You need this book. 352 pages in length. It's all about the belief that humanity will not survive with all of our shortcomings unless we are remade by elitist technology. What a awful, awful, devilish thought. Give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. Well, let's pick up, Pastor Billy. I'm just turning you loose, and you're doing a great job.
Yeah, well, let me give you just one more. Again, if you think that was bad, it unfortunately gets worse because these guys are satanic, so what do you expect? Another plan that they have is basically what I call a cyborg humanity. This is part of their human 2.0. You want to upgrade? They want to upgrade you not just genetically, but watch this. They want to upgrade you with technology. They want to merge man with also not just animals and genetically modify you, period, into something non-human. They want to merge you with machinery, basically create what's called a cyborg.
Right.
And you go, that's nuts. What's the proof in that? Well, believe it or not, and we got this on tape, but in 2016, Klaus Schwab admitted in an interview he was given in Europe that just as we've been used to having everything that we buy and sell, products, having microchips in them, we too as people are going to have microchips, and he points to the head. And then the very next year at the World Economic Forum, and again, we have this all in the book, he's interviewing Sergey Brin, who's one of the co-founders of Google, and he's telling the audience what they're going to be able to do once people get microchips in their head. And again, he points to the head. But he tells you this time, he says, for instance, we will be able to know instantly how people are responding to our talk.
Right.
And he's talking about him and Sergey on the stage. In real time. You're like, wait a second, you're going to have access to our thoughts in real time? Yes. And you're going, and this is on tape. This is not a conspiracy theory. And so basically the guy is really big on the brain chips. And he's wanting to now, on top of everything else we just talked about in this program, the last program, he's wanting to put brain chips in humanity. And so that he will be able to monitor everybody's thoughts. And then you're going like, well, this is crazy. There's no way they're going to do this. Well, first of all, it's a biblical topic, because when Revelation 13, the mark of the beast, comes out in the seven-year tribulation, it's not just the right hand. What's the second option? The forehead. And if you can see the interviews, he's always, Klaus, when he starts talking about these brain chips, he's always, you know, tapping his forehead. It's crazy. It's just like these guys are following a script or something. But you're going like, there's no way they're going to be able to microchip the planet. Well, this is another thing that we were excited to finally expose. And one of the people that's helping him do this is Elon Musk. A lot of people believe that Elon Musk is the guy on our side for freedom. No, he's not. Twitter, which he's now labeled X, still censors people, so get your head out of the sand, folks. It's not about that. I'll explain what it is. But Elon Musk, he's been working for years, not just on electric cars or SpaceX. He's been working on a company that just in June this year got FDA approval. It's called Neuralink, to mass produce and pop brain chips into people. And then at the same time he's developed Neuralink, he's developing Starlink, which is a global matrix that he's putting across the whole planet using his SpaceX technology and rockets. So you're going, well, wait a second. So you got Neuralink that links the human brain with chips to computers. How are you going to tie them all together to create a cyborg humanity? Well, he's got Starlink that's going to create the global network to be able to tap into anybody anywhere on the planet. It's not just about internet service. And then we also demonstrate the reason why he bought Twitter is to turn it into a universal app that will include buying and selling. And if you don't think he's working for Cosmic Gang, do the research. We showed the photo in the book. Who did he hire as the new CEO for Twitter, now X? It's a lady named Linda Yaccarino. She comes straight from the World Economic Forum.
Wow.
So they're all working together on this thing.
So this Neuralink would, in effect, hook us up all to the cloud, so the whole world would think one thought. No God, atheism.
Right.
That's the purpose, yeah.
Exactly, and they call it groupthink or swarm intelligence, whatever you want. Again, human 2.0. This is what they mean. But here's what they don't tell you, right? They want to pitch it, and we show examples. You could have music streamed directly to your brain. You could drive a car with just your thoughts. And this is all already being done, Dr. Sarjamino, and that's true. And then the pull on the heartstrings, hey, for those of you who have lost your ability to walk or talk or speak, you get a brain chip, you could walk again, talk again, see again. And so that's, again, that's how they pitch it, you know, back to the organ donor crisis. But what they don't tell you, the negative side effects. And I quote Dr. Sarjamino, you are giving these guys access to your brains, down to your very thoughts. And they admit, watch this, just like with the genes they could take in and take out slices, they admit when you get these brain chips that they will be able to delete your thoughts. They will be able to insert thoughts. They will be able to do all kinds of things because you give them direct access. Now, what I thought, and I'm not saying thus saith the Lord, but this made me think about this passage. In Revelation 14, God is very blunt with the people that take the mark of the beast in this seven-year tribulation. He says, basically, you take that mark and you are doomed. You can't get saved. It's over.
Right.
You go straight to hell. You're doomed. And a lot of us were like, man, that's pretty harsh. How come? You know, because we make mistakes today and we have a chance to repent and get right with God. But not if you take the mark, the people in the seven-year tribulation, that is. Well, I'm not saying that's the Lord, but you look at this technology, and maybe that's a reason why. Because the moment that somebody's walking around, because they took the mark, which is not just the right hand, but the what? Forehead, like the brain chip. The moment that you walk around and a thought about Jesus goes to your head, they instantly delete it.
Right.
Or all of a sudden you remember your friend witnessing to you years ago before the seven-year tribulation started, who left at the rapture. And you say, you know, I need to get saved. And then all of a sudden they'll flood you with other thoughts to distract you, right? My point is, oh, and by the way, I forgot to tell you, here's another exciting news. It also allows them to take over your body because this is your brain. And you basically get turned into a remote-controlled human.
Right.
So now fast forward, they could delete it. If you think about getting saved in the seven-year tribulation, or they could flood you with other thoughts to distract you, or They could literally shut you down because you're a remote-controlled human. They take over your body.
Well, you know, Pastor Billy,
I'm not saying that they're the Lord, but it could be that that's why you can't get saved, because you'll never make it across the finish line.
That's exactly it. And I get the feeling, for example, the way our southern border is open, we're probably having jihadists coming into our country right now. They're getting ready to have a day of jihad, worldwide jihad. But I think with all of this going on, the bad stuff, they like the bad stuff, because the bad stuff shows that we need to change. And they say, see, I told you we're bad. We need to give you a new brain. We need to make you a better person. So I think the worst that happens, that's exactly what they want. And I think, you know, keeping the border open and all these crazies coming into our country, I think that's part of the plan. They want to sink America. America, the Constitution, the Bible, the local church, the holy, the blessed family, it's all the enemy of this monster. That's you've got about a minute, so but I wanted to add that.
No, I agree with you, because again, that's their modus of operandi. Create a crisis, you manage the outcome.
Right.
We've already got that demonstrated. That's what they did with the COVID pandemic, right? And I agree with you. They need more crisis. And by the way, Joe Biden has already signed the executive order for America to go to the digital dollar. It's already signed, folks. Go check it out. And again, we include that in our resources. Number two, I've got him on tape 2005 interviewing John Roberts for the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court position. This is 2005. And on there, he says, mark my words, you will rule on this before your 10 years over. And he says, can microscopic tags be implanted in a person's body to track their every move? And can brain scans be used to determine a person's violent tendency? And he pounds his fist and he says, this is Biden. He says, mark my words, you will rule on this before your 10 years over.
Amen.
So again, this has been a long-term plan, and you're right. In order to get people to submit to this new utopia they're building, which is really, I believe, the Antichrist kingdom, they have to create a crisis, because we're more apt to surrender our freedom in a time of fear than in a time of peace, and you're spot on. This is what's going on even with the latest crisis.
Amen.
And it wouldn't surprise me as well that it spreads here to America, because America has to go down if they're going to reset it in their image.
Amen. Well, we're going to have to stop right here. But Pastor Billy Crone, wow, this is great stuff. And friends, this is the book you need. You need this stuff. You need to know about what's going on. Pastor Billy, God bless you for sharing all this information with us.
God bless you, too. Thank you again, Dr. Sparsimino.
Thank you so much, Pastor Billy Crone. What a man of God out there in Las Vegas, Nevada. He's shining the light of Christ for all to know about Jesus Christ. Now we want to turn to Pastor Victor Samuel, who is in Pakistan. You know, Pakistan is a very, very Islamic country. There's a lot of dear people there, but there's a lot of trouble also. And we have a school, it's called Grace Charity School, and we have about 400 students there. Pastor Victor Samuel is going to come and share with us the needs of the school. And before he does that, friends, I want to encourage you to pray for Pastor Victor Samuel. This is a stressful situation. Sometimes the kids hear all kinds of things, maybe even gunfire. They hear Islamic prayer calls. And now we're going to learn a little bit more about the great need in Pakistan. Here is Pastor Victor Samuel. We are visiting with Pastor Victor Samuel, who is in Pakistan. He is the pastor of Grace Bible Church and also the CEO of Grace Charity School, which is in Pakistan. I've been working with Pastor Victor since 2009. Pastor Victor, it's so good to hear your voice again and to communicate with you.
Yes, same here, Pastor Larry. Thank you so much for having me on the phone so that we can update everyone, especially the people that who have been giving generously, so that we can update them.
Well, how is the expansion of Grace Charity School going? What have you added? I know you've sent a lot of pictures, and you folks are busy at work. Tell us about that.
Yes, we have already built the ground floor, that we have made the strongest roof over our heads for the children, where we will having more students coming in. Now we are working on the first floor, that is going to be the first floor of the school. We have the walls already built. The construction work of roof and the stairs and the other things are pending.
Pastor Victor, you've baptized several believers and have been discipling them and teaching them the things of the Lord. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, sir. Everything that we are doing is for the grace of God and for the glory of God. And we have been baptizing people, these people, the young people, especially the boys and girls. They have been coming to our church and listening to the word of God and worshiping with us. I'm really proudly to tell you all that, that these young boys and girls are very faithful since they have accepted Lord Jesus as their personal Savior. And now they are working beside me in the church and in the school and even the Sunday school and in the community, especially at the Brick Lanes villages. I'm really thankful to my Lord that who has put me here for this service so that I can be a blessing for the unreached boys and girls here.
Yes. Well, I know you preach the gospel and you are reaching out to the community. We certainly believe that young people need a good education, but they also need to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That is so important. You know, Jesus said, "What value is it if a man gains the entire world but loses his own soul?" If the Lord touches your heart, maybe you might want to speak to me or write me an email. If you have more questions about the school and its ministry, please write me at larry@swrc.com or call our toll-free number 1-800-652-1144. God bless you, Pastor Victor. Thank you so much for being with us.
God bless you too, Pastor Larry, and God bless you, everyone.
Most people are starting to become familiar with Klaus Schwab and his evil cohort's Great Reset agenda and how it involves an economic reset. However, what most people don't realize is that there are two sides of the Great Reset scheme. It's not just an economic reset for the planet, but it's also a human reset for the planet called Human 2.0, augmented humanity, or even a post-human species. Learn all the details when you get your copy of Billy Crone's Klaus Schwab, Eugenics and the Rise of the Nephilim, the book and 6-DVD bundle are available when you call 1-800-652-1144. 1-800-652-1144. Or order on our website, swrc.com. Make sure you inform as many as you can before it's too late. Klaus Schwab, Eugenics and the Rise of the Nephilim by Billy Crone. Order the book and 6-DVD bundle today. Call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Lord willing, we'll be back here Monday, ready to once again bring clarity to the chaos. Head into the weekend with the encouragement that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and has been supported for over 90 years by faithful listeners just like you. Visit swrc.com.